September 17, I pray for guidance. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Friday, February 14, 1896, I awake at 2:30 and seek the Lord, as is my practice, for wisdom and grace, mingling my prayers with thanksgiving for his tender loving compassion toward us. The words of Isaiah 40, 28-31 seem appropriate and impressed upon my mind. My prayer is, help me, O my heavenly Father, to trust wholly in thy wisdom and not to lean to my own understanding. Guide thou my pen and direct my speech that I shall not sin against thee with voice or pen. I must have grace. I plead, teach me thy truth that I shall not err from thy way, O my Lord. I am weakness itself, but thou art strength, fortitude, and courage to thy people, if they will only diligently make thee their trust. Sabbath, February 15, 1896. The Lord is good and merciful. I want my gratitude offering constantly ascending to God. I long to have a deeper sense of his goodness and of his changeless love. I long daily for the waters of life. I must continually have my strength in God. My dependence must not waver. No human agency must come between my soul and my God. The Lord is our only hope. In him I trust, and he will never, no, never fail me. He hath hitherto helped me when under great discouragement. I thank the Lord and praise his holy name. I will praise the Lord that in him I can trust at all times. He is the health of my countenance and my strong tower into which I can run and be safe. He understands my necessities, and he will give me the light of his countenance that I may reflect light upon others. I will not fail nor be discouraged. I look to thee, my heavenly Father, to give strength and grace. I will praise the Lord at all times and not wait for a happy flight of feeling. Then praise the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies will attend me morning, noon, and night. A happy flight of feeling is not evidence. His word is my assurance.